Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of the steps to take when going through sin's consequences, we were taught that we must be careful not to be as those in this passage, going to God in prayer and asking His blessing on our plans and not seeking His will. Let's listen as Dr. Bloom continues with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
What was stated at the beginning there in verse 20 sounded good to Jeremiah's ears of what the people were trying to say, but Jeremiah informs them, while you were saying that to me, God was looking at your heart. Now He's giving you an answer. And He says, you dissembled in your heart. In other words, you're just an old hypocrite. They were insincere when they originally came to Him. They merely wanted God's blessings on their plans, of which they had already made up in their minds to do. You know what they were wanting to say? They wanted to say something like this. Well, you know, I prayed about it. I prayed about it. We act like that there are things that we do that are way outlandish and wrong, but it's all right to do them because I prayed about it. Why, yeah, I know I should have been at the revival meeting. I know I should have been in church, but I prayed about it. Yeah, I know I shouldn't have held up that bank, but I prayed about it. Isn't it funny how people cover sin? For example, they say, preacher, yeah, you've gone too far. We agree that drunkenness is wrong, but social drinking? You know, that's under control. I'm a social drinker. Well, let's just apply that to sin. Hey, man, I don't go out there and mass murder people. I'm just a social murderer. I just kill a person every once in a while because it feels good. Or they really needed it. But no, I just don't kill randomly. I just kill socially. Does that sound way out there? It's no more, that's not any worse than saying I'm a social drinker. So I just like to kind of show you what you sound like before God if you're one of those who says that. And I'm telling you that because I love you. Because if you're able to hear this message right now, then you're able to do something about it and getting things right with God. See, the church today and individual believers have dissembled with their hearts. They go to sleep in the lap of Delilah through the week. Then they go forth on Sunday after Sunday to shake themselves, not realizing the Spirit of the Lord departed from them long ago. Unfortunately, today we are emphasizing programs, propaganda, pep, and personnel. What we really need most is a passion and the power for God and a passion and power that leads us in obedience to His holy word. There's Jerusalem. Jerusalem is laying in heaps, in ruins. Most of the people are either dead or taken away captive. And they got that way by doing the same thing that these people are contemplating in their hearts right now. So, yes, the words that they had said sounded good. Oh, but their work showed otherwise. He said in verse 21, I've declared it to you, that you've not obeyed the voice of the Lord your God, nor anything which He hath sent me unto you. Jeremiah saying, look, I've preached you the whole counsel of God. I'm reminded of Acts chapter 20 and verse 21. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you, but have showed you and have taught you publicly, and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this message that Paul preached may not have been positive, but was profitable for those that heeded it. And in like manner in our text, the message of Jeremiah just preaching may not have sounded positive to these people, but it would have been profitable if they heeded it. And in verses 7 through 12, God gave them great promises if they had just patiently and faithfully followed those promises. A lot of times calling people to repentance is not a positive in the ears of the hearer, but it is definitely profitable if they heed it. Well, their determination to disregard God's revealed will here in our text is quite evident. Although the word was given to Jeremiah from God, I mean, that's clear. They're just determined. They're not going to follow it. They had long ignored his word. And now this event shows that nothing has really changed. I wonder how many have gone forward in a meeting and prayed at an altar, but nothing has changed. Perhaps you told God, you let me know and I'll do it. And you made that vow to be a witness. You made that vow to faithfulness. You made that vow in some other area. You know, that's not a bad vow to make to God, to say, Lord, whatever you want me to do, I'll do it. You just let me know and I'll do it. That's not a bad vow to make to God. It's good. It shows love, shows faith. It shows trust of God. And God may show it to you through preaching, as he has to many in the past, like he did here to the children of Israel, through Jeremiah. Other times, it's an individual thing, as you're seeking him. One thing we need to learn is Ecclesiastes 5, verses 4 through 6. There says, when thou vowest a vow unto God, defer not to pay it, for he hath no pleasure in fools. What thou hast vowed, pay it. He goes on to say, better it is that thou shouldest not vow than that thou shouldest vow not pay. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin, neither say thou before the angel that it was an error, wherefore God should be angry at thy voice and destroy the work of thy hands. What's he saying there? He's saying that, you know, from a heart of love, when you make vows, that really is special to God. But he'd rather you make no vows at all than to make a vow and then not keep it. And these people that say, well, yeah, I went forward, but, you know, I was just in the emotion of the moment and got caught up in the emotion, and God knows that, God understands that. Well, here, the Bible clearly tells us that people that do that, that God lets us know that they're a fool and it's worse for them. It's much worse for them. He says, better is that you shouldn't vow. And that's something God wants you to do, is vow out of a heart of love. But he says, better that you don't than to vow and then not do it. Now, good words need a good heart. Vows may be good, but not if you break them. We see the words sounding good here, but their works showed otherwise. So, what happens? Well, verse 22 tells us the woe that's going to come on them is a certain woe. He says, now therefore, know certainly that ye shall die by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence, in the place whither ye desire to go and to sojourn. It's interesting to read the scriptures and see God's warnings. He told Israel hundreds of years ahead what would happen if they disobeyed. I remember when he warned Nineveh, and they were spared when they paid heed to his word. You know, today, government leaders push anti-scriptural, and for that matter, unconstitutional programs, at least here in our country, that jeopardize our liberties, and they weaken our nation. And they'll stand up and spew that stuff, and as soon as they finish spewing, they close by saying, God bless America. Well, what a slap in God's face. Now, our own country and other nations of the world simply don't want to hear what God's word says to us today. They're snared by the works of their own hands, as well as by the words of their own mouth. they are heading for a terrible day of judgment. That's what Psalms 9:17 tells us. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all nations that forget God. He tells us of a hell that's coming. I believe that probably many people in Israel said, oh, God won't send us into captivity and destroy Jerusalem, especially this beautiful temple of His. God's not going to allow that to happen. He only means that He will separate from us, and how agonizing for us to think that if He separated from us, we just could not call on Him for help. Well, they might have said they don't like the fire and brimstone preachers like Jeremiah to preach. They might have said, don't let those fire and brimstone Jeremiahs scare you. But whatever the reasoning was, they'd gotten to that attitude and tried to make a mockery out of those that actually preached that there was a coming judgment. See, God's words were literal to Israel about judgment. Read chapter 46, you'll find they were literal as to the judgment carried out, as it was stated in chapter 42. See, God's word is literal. It's literal about a lake of fire in which one never ceases to exist, and they're tormented day and night forever and ever. Now, drop down to chapter 43 and verse 1. It says, and it came to pass that when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking unto all the people, all the words of the Lord their God, for which the Lord their God had sent unto him, even all these words. Now, that verse will end with a comma. But it tells us that Jeremiah had ended his words. He said everything that God wanted him to say. He gave him all the words of the Lord in this particular matter. He gave it all to him, and that was it. And you say, well, then why is there a comma at the end of that sentence? I think it's to show the contrasting heart of these people. Now, they're supposedly God's children. But they have allowed the fear of Babylon, the fear of Nebuchadnezzar, to be greater than the fear and the promises of God to them. It's just like Christians know that they should live and how they should live. They should be godly and holy and put off the former lust. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No break. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no break. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.